Hello, Kate Jones here, and this is the Love to Teach podcast. I am a history teacher, a middle leader, author, blogger, and now I am entering into the world of educational podcasts. Welcome to the very first episode of the Love to Teach podcast. I thought I would begin this series by explaining why I've decided to launch a podcast and what motivated me to do that. Also, to give a little bit of an idea about the topics that I'll be discussing linked to education. And for anyone who doesn't know me, if we're not connected on social media or you're not familiar with my writing, then I'll provide a little bit of background about my teaching career so far. Okay then, so a little bit about me. I don't want this to be like self-promotion. I literally just want the podcast listeners to get to know me a little bit more. And I've been teaching for 10 years. I entered the classroom as a trainee teacher at the age of 21. So I did my A-levels, I got a history degree, and then went straight into my PGCE. And I secured a job at Elvid High School in Buckley, North Wales, an amazing school where I stayed for 6 years. I absolutely loved it there. And I taught history, politics, Welsh, RE, and I even became head of department for RE. And I had a few other leadership roles whilst I was there. But in 2016, in the February half term, I went on holiday to Dubai and I went to visit Abu Dhabi. And I also went with the intention of trying to figure out if this was a place that I would like to live in. And I know that's quite difficult when you go on holiday to decide whether you'd like to live there, because a holiday and the reality of living somewhere, you know, they are completely different experiences. But I had friends who'd moved out to the United Arab Emirates. I knew lots of teachers who were going out there and enjoying the experience. And after my holiday, I really quickly made up my mind that I loved it there and I wanted to apply for a job. So I went back to school on the Monday. I said to my head teacher, I'm going to apply for jobs in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And she was really supportive. So that day I updated my LinkedIn profile. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what LinkedIn is, because it's not used as much as Twitter and Instagram, but it's seen as a social media platform for professionals. And it's social media that it's basically all about your work and professional things. It's not like Facebook where you upload holiday photos. And it was my sisters who recommended I join LinkedIn, even though I didn't know much about it. And prior to my visit to Dubai, I connected with a lot of teachers and leaders that were in the United Arab Emirates. So I updated my status and my profile saying seeking a history teacher position in the United Arab Emirates. And a day later, a head of secondary messaged me about a job and said, you know, send your CV, fill in this form. I did that. I researched the school. I had a Skype interview. And by the end of the week, I'd got the job, which I couldn't believe. I was very grateful for. And that was that. I moved later that year in August, but I went to somewhere called Al Ain, which is not as well known because it's about an hour and a half away from Dubai and the city centre of Abu Dhabi. So it's a very different experience to teach and live in Al Ain. But now I'm starting a new job at a school in Abu Dhabi, in the actual city of Abu Dhabi, at the British School Al Kabira, known as BSAC. And that is an incredible school. I really wanted to work there. So I'm so happy when I found out I got the job. I was delighted. Basically, BSAC is 50 years old. It's really well established. It's outstanding. It's not for profit. Also, for me, the reason why I wanted to work there was because of how much they prioritise professional learning. I think they're leading the way in the United Arab Emirates in regards to CPD. And I know this because I follow the teachers and the leaders on Twitter. I actually know some people who've worked there and they all speak really highly about BSAC. I've been to events and conferences and BSAC are great at sharing what they're doing. And another reason why I really wanted to work at BSAC is because they've won awards for the work that they've been doing with mental health, and they've hosted events, and they had Philip Zimbardo there, where that was about psychology but also about mental health as well. And it's so important for me to work at a school that just values and recognises and talks about mental health with staff and students. So there's lots of great things about my new school, and I'll be head of history in a few weeks. So exciting times ahead for me. And also, I've got another side to my career, and you may or may not have noticed this, but there is a little bit of a trend with some teachers joining Twitter, sharing ideas or opinions, and then that leads to blogging and setting up their own website. And then they might write for an educational magazine, and then they'll speak at conferences, and then they have a book published. And I am one of those teachers. That is the pattern I followed. Now, not all authors follow that pattern, but a lot of people do. And I'm one of those people because I joined Twitter on the recommendation of my deputy head, who was saying how great it was. I was a little bit reluctant, but I joined a few years ago, started sharing ideas that were getting likes and retweets, and people were using it in the classroom. But I was limited to 140 characters. So that's when I started writing guest blogs and then eventually setting up my own website, lovetoteach87.com. I've also written for magazines, especially in the United Arab Emirates, Teach Middle East magazine and so on. And I've been very fortunate that I really like public speaking now. I didn't used to, but I've been fortunate to speak at events around the world, including recently Hong Kong, which was amazing. So I've been able to combine my love of education with my love of travel. And then I've had my book published, Love to Teach. So that keeps me busy as well. And now I have this podcast. So there we go, from when I was 21 right up to this podcast. There are quite a lot of educational podcasts out there already by teachers, leaders, academics, sharing recording content, and they are great. And they are one of the reasons why I'm doing this. They've inspired me because I really do enjoy listening to podcasts, whether they're about education or not, because it's comedy podcasts. I love the history podcast with Dan Snow, and it's something that I do quite regularly. I can listen to a podcast when I'm driving in the car, going for a walk at the gym, or just chilling at home. So I really like listening to podcasts, and I've also been lucky to be invited on several different educational podcasts as a guest. The first podcast I went on was with my friend and colleague, Jeremy Williams, and he is a principal head teacher in an international school where I'm a governor at in Abu Dhabi. And his podcast is called Dismissed Ed. It focuses on international teaching, but also leadership, very topical issues. And that was great to just sit down and have a chat with Jeremy and answer his questions. Another podcast I featured on, also one of my good friends, was the Rebel Education podcast hosted by Tom Rogers. You may be familiar with him. He's at Rogers History and he writes a lot for the TES. Now, Tom isn't afraid to tackle controversial issues, and his podcast's really interesting, especially if something is very current, whether it's an Ofsted change or something in the news. Tom will deal with it and talk about it. And he's had a lot of different and interesting guests on his podcast. So that was good. And as I've known Tom, I think about 5 years, I met Tom originally at a Teach Meet event in Manchester. This was organised by Chris Mayo, and they had a free bar there, but I was driving, so I didn't stay at the Teach Meet as long as everybody else did. It was a school night as well. But I stayed in touch with Tom via Twitter, and we eventually ended up organising and hosting a Teach Meet event just for history teachers, called TM History Icons, which is still now going strong and it's expanded thanks to Tom and other people who've now joined the team. So that's amazing. And when I was on his podcast, I was chatting away and almost forgot I was on a podcast at times because he is my friend. But I really like that about a podcast, that it can be quite relaxed and informal and also really reflective. And then finally, I was a guest recently on a podcast that's becoming very popular now called Naylor's Natters with Phil Naylor. And on that podcast, we spoke about my book because he read Love to Teach, Research and Resources for Every Classroom. So it was really good. He picked out some key ideas and themes from the book and he wanted to explore them in a little bit more depth. And I hope to do that on this podcast as well, either by people suggesting things they'd like me to talk about, or there are some chapters in the book that are my favourite and things that I get particularly excited talking about. So, and I will come to that in the next section when I explain what the podcast is about. So basically, every time I've been a guest on a podcast, I've really enjoyed it. I love talking about teaching. I love writing about teaching as well. But it's different, a podcast, and I thought, why not? I'll just try it. And I've already mentioned that I think it's really reflective, and it is, just like blogging and writing a book or speaking at an event, anything. When you are doing that, you are sharing good practice, which again is something I'm really passionate about. If I've used something in the classroom and it worked well, then I want to tell people. I want to tell my colleagues, I want to tell the teacher next door, I want to put it on Twitter, Instagram, and then if it works well for somebody else, that's really rewarding. I really like that feeling. And in addition to sharing, the reflection aspect is something, reflecting on my practice, something I didn't do in the early years of my career. I remember I always used to have a really difficult lesson, on a last lesson on a Wednesday with year nine, and I used to, at the end of the lesson, forget about it and put it to the back of my mind, but then dread next week, instead of reflecting on the lesson and thinking, okay, what aspects are going well, what can I build on, and what should I change? But I didn't. I had the wrong attitude and mindset. I'm completely different now. And having that approach has just transformed my teaching practice and also my well-being, because I don't beat myself up about things. If a lesson didn't go well, okay, that is disappointing, not great and ideal, but I can reflect on it, I can act on it, I can ensure those things don't happen again, I can improve something, find out or get support about something that I need. Basically, reflection is so powerful, and this podcast is another way for me to do that. The focus of this podcast is education. So as you can imagine, that could be quite broad, and there will be a range of topics that I'll be discussing, and I'll just give a little bit of an overview now of the things that I want to discuss in future episodes. So I'll begin with research, because research is really topical at the moment. Its profile has been, you know, raised amongst teachers. Teachers are now getting to grips with research, applying it in the classroom. And this is wonderful because, I'll be honest, for the first few years of my career, this was something that I was, you know, completely disconnected to. But now I've embraced it, I'm engaging with it. Areas of research I'm really interested in are basically linked to cognitive science, memory, how we learn, also sleep, that's so important as well. But how we learn, the science of learning is the phase that's going around at the moment. But that's so important for every single teacher. And now, I can't believe that wasn't on part of my teacher training course or something that I really considered. But now it drives my planning, I'm evidence informed. So there's lots of different areas of research for me to talk about. And something else that I'm really interested in is technology. Now, technology could be quite controversial in schools. We've got schools that ban mobile phones or other schools that are paperless and only use devices. And in regards to the technology spectrum, we've got educators on either end. We've got ed tech gurus who have all the badges and certificates. And then we've got other people who just, you know, they think technology is a hindrance, causes behaviour problems and issues, whereas I'm somebody who recognises the challenges with technology and that it won't solve all of our problems, obviously, but technology, when used correctly, it can impact, even improve teaching and learning, and it can help reduce teacher workload. So that'll be interesting to talk about lots of the technologies in the classrooms that are now available to us and how myself and other teachers are using that. Other topics I'll be talking about will be literacy, well-being, workload, because they're all very topical and things that I've written about before. I've already touched upon mental health and the importance of that. And it's great that we're talking about mental health, but I think that conversation still needs to continue in regards to mental health with the children that we work with, but also as educators and how we can look after our own mental health. And as I'm based in Abu Dhabi, for anyone who's interested, I can talk about international teaching, but I've only worked in Wales and the United Arab Emirates. Different countries have very different experiences. And even in the United Arab Emirates, the schools vary greatly in regards to the wage and the package and the general experience. But still, I can offer, hopefully, you know, some insight and advice for teachers considering the move to teach internationally, or they're just about to, or even for experienced teachers, you know, it's always good for us to reflect and share on our experiences. And anyone who does know me, whether you know me personally or online, you'll know that I read a lot of books and a lot of educational books. So I'm really looking forward to reviewing some books on this podcast, because on my website, if you go on lovetoteach87.com and in the review section, I have written blogs recommending lots of different books, from Leadership Matters by Andy Book to The Confident Teacher by Alex Quigley. So there's lots of books that I'm excited to talk about. And I've just mentioned leadership, but I have leadership experience and I'm currently a middle leader. So this is a really important part of my role, and I feel I've still got a lot to learn about leadership. So that's definitely something that I'd like to talk about. Now, you will have noticed that this podcast has just been me talking, and most of the other educational podcasts out there are in the style of a chat show with guests. And at the moment, I don't actually plan to have any guests on this podcast, so it's just me, a little bit different, I suppose, I'm being a little bit brave. But the reason for that is because I want this podcast to be quite short. I do love listening to podcasts, but some of the podcasts I've listened to, for me, are a little bit too long. There was a podcast once, it was about 2.5 hours, and I ended up listening to it in different chunks of time, and then it became a little bit disjointed. So these are just short podcasts with reflections and just talking very informally about, as I said, anything to do with education. But even though it's just me, I won't just be including my opinion. I'll be looking to teachers on Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram to pose questions or to share their ideas and opinions that I can discuss on this podcast too, you know, because I don't just want it to be just my opinions. I'm really keen to find out other people's thoughts and views on the things we'll be discussing. And something else I probably won't be doing either is talking about resources. And the reason for that is because when I write blogs or share them online, they're very visual. And it's much easier to do that with photographs and templates than on a podcast to explain an idea. So there are some things that lend themselves better to a podcast, and I think some things that lend themselves better to a written explanation with photos. So that's not to say I won't ever talk about a resource. I will. But mainly be talking about other things that are different to my website. Thank you. finally, all that's left to say is a big thank you for listening to my first episode. This was just an introductory episode of the podcast, and next time I will be talking about educational conferences and events, because I've literally just got back from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where I was speaking on a panel at the EduMod Strand. So I'll talk about that in addition to the benefits of conferences, but some of the problems that arise either with the cost or the timings of conferences. There's lots to discuss there. And if you would like to get in touch with me, there's lots of ways you can do that. I'm on Twitter at 87History. I'm on Instagram at LoveToTeach87. And on my website, there is a contact me page. So that's at LoveToTeach87.com. So thank you again. And I will look forward to the next episode of the Love to Teach podcast.